It is Western New York, CJ Country. It is Jimmy on the CJ Country Morning Show. And the woman on my phone is dear to my heart because she goes back to a great time in my life. And we'll get more into that in a little bit. But she is here, multi-platinum singer Tiffany. How you doing?
I am fine. Great. How are you?
I am good. It is so nice to talk to you. But I have to ask, where did 30 years go? I mean, come on.
I know. No kidding, right?
It's amazing when you think about it.
Well, we've been busy. I think, you know, everybody, I always tell everybody, well, we look good, though, you know?
Sure.
So it's nothing to cry about. But time moves fast, and that's what I'm learning most of all.
Yeah. You know what? It is how you make use of your time, and you really have as an artist. I mean, the 80s were just a tiny piece of everything you've done. You're still making music to this day. You'd never really have stopped, and all different kinds, too.
Yeah, you know, I love music, you know, so
sure.
And I grew up, you know, listening to country and started off in country music and
yes.
Then, you know, went into the pop world, which reluctantly, you know, I wanted to be more of a rock country singer. But, you know, I'm glad that I did, and I think we're alone now and could have been, and all those wonderful songs came into my life, so I'm definitely grateful. And then over the years as a songwriter and working with different people, I've just done things that interest me, you know, from dance music to more harder edge to going back to country to the new album now that's going to be coming out March 31st, which is really a blend of a lot of different things. I mean, it's like a pop indie slash got my country roots there.
Yep.
With the album. And of course, I wrote some of it in Nashville with some of my favorite country writers, so I'm very proud.
Now, this new project is going to allow fans to contribute to making the album. Now, maybe you can explain how that's going to happen.
Well, if you want to be involved, which I hope you do, you can go to pledgemusic.com/Tiffany. And Pledge Music has been around for a couple years now. A lot of other artists have been doing this. You know, it's kind of a glorified Kickstarter, which I've never done before. I've always funded my own albums or been with a record label. And, you know, I've had good and bad experiences. A lot of times with labels, things just don't work out the way the timeline, and then my fans are stuck. So the last couple of years, I've funded my own stuff. And it gets expensive because, you know, it's not
sure.
just dropping a record. It's all the promotion and the tour behind it and all the different aspects. So I love how involved the fans could be. And that's what really swayed me to be involved with Pledge, because that's something I've never done. You know, there's many different levels that you can be involved, from coming into the studio while I'm recording to personal house concerts to different Tiffany, you know, merch that won't be offered at any other time other than this.
And people can donate smaller amounts too. They can be on the liner notes of the album. They can get a signed CD, signed poster. Now, Tiffany, for the recording studio time, are they just watching you work the whole time, or what is that?
I love people, so it's going out to lunch with me, and it's hanging out,
nice.
And it's just being around my quirky friends all day, so you get like a little mini reality TV experience.
Very nice.
So it's not going to be boring, I'll tell you that much.
Cool. I love it. Pledgemusic.com/Tiffany. Now, when do you start recording this album?
The album will be coming out the 31st, so we already, you know, we're moving ahead and doing all of our stuff, and we're recording now. I'm in pre-production. So we will start recording February 1st, and of course in Nashville. And, you know, there's so many great musicians here. So 3 days with the band in the same room, everybody recording live, which I love. And I think that makes a big difference on the record, because you'll hear that.
Good deal. Now, when are you going to hit the road and tour and come back around this way? A friend of mine hit me up on Facebook. She saw you at the Opera House in Lancaster, New York a couple years ago, and she said you're still amazing live. She said you can still bring it. So it's really great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, this year we're going to be doing a lot of shows, so I'm excited to be taking the new music out and then, of course, also doing some old school stuff as well. So you can go to tiffanytunes.com for my touring schedule, because this year I'm going to be out there a lot and actually branch out to international. I don't really like to fly, but this year I'm going to start doing it a little bit more, so I'm excited.
If you come to Western New York, my wife Margo and I will come see you, and you and I have to do the before and after picture, like 25 years later, how we look now. But back in...
No, again, I always tell people, we give ourselves a hard time. I think people, you know, in our 40s and, you know, early 50s, I think we're looking pretty good, you know? That's when I'm going to stay positive.
Well,
take
well,
your
no.
vitamins.
One of us on this phone call still looks good. The other one, I'm not so sure. Maybe the one asking the questions. Look, the reason I wanted to have you on is, number one, I love when artists do this type of fundraiser to put out an album. It's organic. It's very cool. Plus, too, I'm always going to have affection in my heart for you. And you know this because I had the chance to open for you when I was a singer, when I thought I could have a recording career back in 1990. A short-lived career. I was on a label in Buffalo called Amherst Records, and I opened for you. And it was just the best time. Meeting you back then was too surreal and just, you know, it's just something I'm always going to remember. You've done thousands of shows. It means nothing to you, but it was everything to me. So I would love to see you again, get the picture with you. It would be great.
I would love that.
Pledge.com/Tiffany. Go there, and you can be part of the process of Tiffany making her album. Tiffany, all the best to you. And I do want to mention real quick here for people out there that have sort of thought of you as only one type of singer because of I Think We're Alone Now and Could Have Been and whatever. If you want to hear this woman's chops, I mean, that it transcends catchy pop songs. Go to YouTube and type in the search box, Tiffany, Here in My Heart. It is a song you absolutely crushed the vocal on that. I mean, you've always had that voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you mentioning Here in My Heart because that's near to my heart, actually. It's one of my favorites. So I appreciate that.